For people looking for middle-priced homes below $1 million, you're probably having a tough time finding or winning the bidding war over one. So if you need a place now and you need some ideas on how to adjust your search, we have help for you right now with Eldad Muraru of Long & Foster. Eldad, always great to have you. Thanks for being here. And what are home seekers seeing out there? Let's just start with that when it comes to these middle-priced homes.
Well, what they are seeing is low inventory, for starters. So the selections are not as plentiful as they would like. And then the stuff that comes on typically goes under contract very quickly. So not a lot of time to think.
All right, so what do? You have to get a home. Some people don't want to rent. They want to get right into a home they own. So how can you start adjusting your search so you can find something that you can work with?
So there's two different approaches. One that people don't really think about, but the more obvious one is to be ready and ready to pounce. Because a lot of these, what we're seeing, are going into multiple offers. So some people, as soon as it comes on, they run out, they see it. If they love it, they do a pre-inspection. Because a lot of times offers are due on a certain day and you're not alone. So you want to get that out of the way so you can actually put an offer in with the house as is with no home inspection. So that takes a lot of diligence and a lot of work, and it's competitive and can be frustrating. But something that people don't necessarily think about are those homes that have been sitting on the market for a while. And typically people have an aversion to those homes because they figure in this type of market, why is this house on the market for 1, 2, 3 months when everything is disappearing in 3, 4 days? And sometimes it's not for a reason that you might think. So a lot of people discount those homes, but there could be opportunities there for sure for you personally. So I would absolutely go look at those homes and try to figure out what exactly has caused this home to be on the market for so long.
So that's interesting. So I guess some homes just get a stigma for being there for a long period of time. Like, what are some of the things you see wrong with those when you go into them when all's said and done?
Great question. Normally, the single biggest reason is that they were overpriced to begin with. So Sellers make the mistake that, well, hey, this is a seller's market. There's not a lot of inventory. I'm going to name my price. But guess what? These buyers know what the price needs to be. So if you're going to get greedy, the result is that it's just going to sit there. And as the days accumulate, that works against you. So sometimes they then lower the price after a month, 2 months, to the correct price. But at that point, even though it's priced correctly now, buyers are now weary as to what's going on. They don't realize that you start out so high necessarily. That's one reason. Another is that these buyers, because they're competing, they're maybe stretching themselves to the highest number they can go at, and they're looking for houses that are ready to move in. So there might be a house that just needs work, and that's turned off a lot of buyers. You know, that might not be an issue for you. You might be willing to do the work yourself or live with it as is and do it later, but there could be some room for negotiation. It could be a golden opportunity.
All right, some great tips. Thank you, Eldad.
Thanks for having me.
Eldad Muraru.